So today, as we begin this wonderful series of conversations that are all about quite literally blessing all that you are and all that you have and all that you are becoming, we want to talk about what this word means, blessing, because blessing is a word that, depending upon your perspective, may have some kinds of connotations that we don't actually mean. So we're not speaking about blessing in a religious sense, in the idea that a blessing is something that is bestowed, that is brought down, that is handed off, that is given to as a boon. We mean simply and quite literally the act of putting your attention on something and saying, this is right. Now, let's say, for example, that what you do is you look at the painting on the wall, or the photograph on your desk, or the dog that is laying very quietly on the floor, or the cat that is studiously ignoring you, or the child that you adore, or the partner, the spouse, or the beloved whom you are enamored with. Whatever, whomever it is that you are looking at, when you give your attention to them and essentially you say, I am in the right place at the right time, in the right way, with the right person right here and right now, you're exactly right. So this moment right here and right now, you are here at this place at this time, and what you're looking at is exactly right, right here and right now. The acknowledgement of that rightness, of that perfection, is in fact a blessing. But we want to be very clear, this isn't a boon. This isn't a thing that you are graciously giving to yourself or anyone else or anything else out of charity or the sense that this is something that will benefit them. There's only one person who benefits from the extension of your blessing, and that is you. Now, that doesn't mean that it's that the offer that you're extending, which it is an offer and it's a powerful one, isn't going to be quite astonishing and amazing indeed, for it certainly will be. But we do want to be very clear. This place at this time in this way that is exactly right for you right here and right now, as you give the attention that you give to the fact of the rightness of the place or the rightness of the dog or the rightness of the beloved, the attention you're giving is simply the amplification of thought. Now, we do understand why you believe that since you live in an three-dimensional, well, really four-dimensional with time, objective reality, that it is your blessing to give unto someone else. And certainly there's a religious basis for that idea, that the righteous shall give their blessing upon the unrighteous and therefore cleanse them. And although we know there's no biblical connotation for that, or really any religious idea of that, you could easily, within a New Age context, say, when I look at something else and I say it is right, it becomes right. But that isn't correct. You're acknowledging what is already there. You're not correcting or fixing. And the correcting and fixing part does arise out of a religious instruction, whether it is of any faith that perhaps you grew up with, or any that you found out later as you began to live your life, or any that you've heard of from someone else. The idea that there is a wrongness that then gets transmuted into a rightness through the power of a blessing, whether it is from a bodhisattva, from a saint, whether it is just from a good, kind-hearted person, or whether it is from a deity of some sort. The blessing does not transform the object because there is no object there. It doesn't transform the situation because the situation needs not be transformed. But it is quite likely you will experience your blessing as being transformative. That it will, in fact, change the very thing that is happening. And in your eyes, you will see something very different. But what will occur will not be because the cat becomes friendlier. It will not be because the spouse becomes more amorous. It will not be because the child becomes more well-behaved or more liberated. It will not be because the situation improves as itself in and of itself objectively outside of you. It will be because you have brought your awareness and your perception into alignment with what is truly happening. So when you look at a situation, and it's a very simple thing, when you look at a situation and you say, this is the right place, this is the right time, this is the right way, this is the right cat, the right dog, the right spouse, the right beloved, the right child, the right situation, the right experience, this is what is right, right here and right now. You are blessing what you are seeing. Yes. And we highly recommend it. But you're not changing it. You're changing yourself. And you're not really changing you, because who you are essentially is exactly right, right here and right now. What you are changing, is your perception. And so the blessing, it rises up from within you and it extends itself out into the physical universe of your creation and into the thoughts and the feelings, into the vibration, but it doesn't do so in order to reach out and change the other and then bring it back to you. Although you may very well see it that way, at least for a moment. What it does is it changes you, but it doesn't change the essence of you. It changes the temporary thoughts that you have about yourself and brings them into alignment with the deep eternal truth of who you are. Now, this may sound very dramatic, and it may sound like we are saying, pay great attention to this because it is important. And while it certainly is important, it's not a big deal. All you're doing is shifting your perception. You're moving it away from a curse to a blessing. And we're using these words very specifically. They're a little bit exaggerated because you certainly can't curse anything. This isn't voodoo, and even voodoo isn't really voodoo. What you're doing when you say, you know, I don't have enough money in the bank, I don't have the right partner, my child, my parent, my friend, my lover isn't the right person. They're not doing what I want them to do. The dog is behaving badly. The cat couldn't possibly care less, and I don't like that. In a very exaggerated way, we're saying you're cursing it. But you're not cursing those things. You're cursing yourself. So we'll get off of the blessing curse seesaw and really say it the way that it is. You're failing, intentionally failing, to acknowledge what is really going on. Because what is really going on is that everyone, everywhere, in every way, at every time, in every moment, is actually blessing you as you are equally blessing them. And that is because there's only one person involved in this reality, and it's not even a person. There's only one thought. There's only one idea that is happening here. And it is segmented out into lots of little pieces in wonderfully delicious ways. But the idea is you, the you that you are, the extension that is you, that is the unconditional love that you are and are becoming more of, that is the only thought that is present here. We are not present here, not in the way that you think of us. What you're hearing when you hear this voice speak is yourself. And we can guarantee you that there are multiple people listening to this conversation whenever and wherever that may be, and they're all hearing very different things. No one person is hearing the same thing as any other person, from the way that you tend to look at reality as being multiple objects walking around on a chessboard interacting with each other. Those other people, they're you in manifesting form. They're your ideas becoming more of you as you are through the lens, a temporary lens of the other. Now, to put it quite simply, when you die, all these others will fade away, not so much disappear, but the otherness of them will disappear. And the unity of you and them will become obvious. Now, we've had many, many people come to us with very well-meaning questions where they've said, okay, well, then what I should be doing here is focusing on the oneness of everything. And we say, but that's actually not what you came here for. The oneness of everything is established. You don't have to achieve it. All of this separation is temporary. It is temporary. It is going away. It will not last. It doesn't even last very long. As much as you think it's consistently separated out, individual ideas parsed out across multiple objects, things, situations, and experiences, all of that is temporary. You have to constantly recreate it moment after moment after moment through the powerful intention of your experience of physical reality. You're recreating physical reality moment after moment after moment, and you can bless it or not. It's okay, whichever one you do, but it is to your benefit, very much to your benefit, because of how it feels to bless what you see and to bless what you think. We were having a conversation with someone recently who was talking about a physical condition. And they all of a sudden came to themselves and said, oh, so what you're really suggesting is that I should bless my heart. And that person considered it a joke because in their experience, bless your heart is actually sort of a reverse kind of curse that certain people say sarcastically, but sounding very sweet, really meaning, look, you're just not meeting to the standards that we're holding here. Bless your heart. And we said, yes, it's not a joke. Well, it can be said lightly, and it can be said in a way that is very fun. But bless your heart, yes, in fact, literally, take the physical organ known as the heart and bless it and say, you're the right heart beating in the right way at the right time with the right flow of blood in the right way that is nurturing and supporting all the rest of the body in amazingly astounding ways. And you're doing a wonderful, delicious job of it. That's a blessing. In so saying, and it's not speaking, saying, it's holding the thought and not even really holding it, but being willing to entertain it. This is the right heart at the right time, beating at the right pace in the right way, circulating the blood in the right measure. That is exactly right. And the blood is carrying the right amount of oxygen and nitrogen and removing the right amount of carbon dioxide and other unwanted things. And it's all happening perfectly. There's a circulation of love, because there really is. In your blood vessels, in your veins, in your capillaries, there's a circulation of love that is happening that is quite astounding once you put your attention on it. Now, putting your attention on it is a blessing. It's a blessing of your body, it's a blessing of your blood, it's a blessing of the oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide, which are doing all of these wonderful things for you. It's a blessing of the red blood cells, the white blood cells, it's a blessing of everything that is in there. It's a blessing of the arteries, the vessels, the capillaries. It's a blessing of the muscle, of the nervous system that causes it to continue to happen. It's a blessing of all of the body parts where the blood goes. But you'll notice that even as you listen to these words and you feel what we're saying, you're not changing your body. You're changing your perception of your body. The blessing blesses you first. We've talked about this in so many different ways, in so many different topics. First things first, and you're the first person in line. You always are. That's not a statement of selfishness or narcissism. It is a statement of the truth of who you are. You are the right person right here, right now, in the right body, with the right people all the way around you. And the you that you are and the you that you are becoming is the right person right now, right here. And this is all really good. This is all really fantastic, in fact. This is all quite amazing. This is all astoundingly delicious. And it's good and as wonderful as all of this is. There's another blessing. As good and as wonderful as all of this is, it's only getting better. Now there, in that statement, the blessing is not so much of you as the individuated out person, but it is of the circumstances and conditions that surround you. As good as all of this is, as good as all of the thoughts are, as good as this body is, as good as your mind is, as good as your heart is, as good as the carpet under your feet or the wood floor, as wonderful as the sky above you, as wonderful as the sun, the ocean, the beach, the birds, the river, the trees, the snakes that slide among them, as wonderful as all the little creatures crawling up and down the sides of the trunks of all the trees, as wonderful as all of this is. And it's quite astoundingly wonderful. And each of these things are your creations. You brought them forth. This is your reality. And it's quite an amazing thing. As wonderful and as delicious and as delightful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.